Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning, Bay Area. What is going on? Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz. Feeling a little under the weather today, but
don't worry, baby.
I got Guru with me.
E-Dog, and we told him yesterday he was feeling a little... I said, man, we got you. If you need it, we got you. And now I got E-Dog.
Well, it's just like Curry. It's just like Dre. It's just like Butler. Look, you're playing a back-to-back. You need some help. Call the young guys. I can get you on a day off.
Shut up, Evan.
Stein's been working too hard. Yeah. He's just been working too hard.
Went to New Orleans, all that, the germs on the plane and the airport. I understand. To get better, baby.
Caught a little bit of the flu de lis, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
Early three.
Now, when I'm out, I'm at the hospital. I don't want to tell you all my business. You're looking what's this dude? No, you know, I got people in my family, got things going on. I got to support, so I'm there. But, you know, I've been ill. But, Evan, can I start the show off like this?
Of course.
It's dubs all day on mine. I love the Golden State Warriors. They are my team, our team, the Bay's team. I feel like Vince. But, Evan, I'm sick and tired of hearing this scandal. Come on, it's hoop. You got to go out there and hoop. And, unfortunately, Evan, where this is the older version of us in Orlando without Ben Carroll. They got Thundercats and your boy sucks. He took it to us and I don't like it because it's a reminder of we're a bit older. I want Pods and Moody doing that to the other teams and Kuminga. Dude, youth is, it was on display, their lack of yesterday. Ian, it don't sit well with me. Good morning.
What's going on, man? Look, the Warriors lost last night 121-113 to the Magic. Excuse me, they got the Miami Heat again today who... are, by the way, the fastest team in the league.
And nobody better sit for us. We need a win.
Well, Curry hurt his ankle at the end of the game. Right. He said it was against San Antonio, toughed it out last night, had 34 points, still shot it well. But, look, the Warriors just didn't have it last night. And that was a young,
what does that
fast
mean when you
Orlando
say, can you
team?
Elaborate, didn't have it, E? Is that like me on Saturday mornings? I'm older.
They look slow. Like, no, even their young guys look slow against the Magic.
So should I not get mad and understand, Goo, it's a marathon. Not like they can't have San Antonio Friday night every night.
No, you can get mad, but that's the kind of game that can happen to this team. We've seen now Portland. Who's the other one? Milwaukee.
The OKC.
OKC. Orlando. All of these teams are young, long, fast.
All right, okay.
And if it, like, in the first, what was it, 4 minutes of the game, you had three turnovers, easy buckets the other way. We were at a you know, the cafeteria watching the game together as a team.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. But I'm just wondering, watching this team, like, which Warriors team is going to show up night to night? I don't know. Because last night you got good Jimmy.
Yeah.
You got good Curry.
But they needed one more. And Dre was hitting early, but then the second half, you know, kind of not so much. But that's not his job. You need that third. And Evan, I don't want to cut you off, but I'm just keeping it real. I mean, I was...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to, you know, I'm a roaster. I'm listening to Spadoni and Shasky, and Kuminga's name came up. I'm not set tripping. He is a part of this team right now. So forget what you think about him, and he's 23 and he's young. Evan, this team is that we are athletically challenged, and you need Kuminga. I'm not saying that's why you lost, but when he comes back, I don't care what he is, a starter coming off the bench, but you can't tell me this collective of Golden State Warriors right now couldn't use that youth as an option. That's all. Well, so when he's ready to come back, we need him.
Last night, he might have helped them, but dude, Orlando's a good team.
But they didn't have Banchero. This is, and I know you and I at the cafeteria discussed his importance, but Evan, or this is thereof. A team. Teams can beat us without one of their guys.
And the Warriors can win without one of their guys, as long as that guy isn't Steph Curry.
Oh, man, wow.
But look, I mean, San Antonio, I just... Good. What's tough about the last couple of games is, all right, so if they lose tonight against Miami, they will have gone 500 on the road trip. Is that a bad thing?
It's
or do
not.
You feel like you want more because they beat San Antonio? To me, that team that showed up against the Spurs, we talked about it, that team can't show up every night. You need that team to show up four times in a playoff series, but that team cannot show up every single night.
Yeah.
And I think, again, you saw it last night against Orlando. There's some other things I thought were more concerning than the game itself.
And we agreed on one thing. Go ahead.
Yes, we did. There are a couple of things that were more concerning to me, but the Orlando Magic, they're a good basketball team.
But they were missing one of their best players, Evan. I'm sorry, man. Banchero is a big part of Orlando. And you just did that to us? I get it. It's one Willard, if you're listening, he gets worried about me because I'm overreacting. I'm not, Evan. There are standards I set for this team. And to do what you did in San Antonio, and maybe you're telling me, Goo, you were lucky to pull that one out Friday night. Like, losses are going to happen.
They were lucky to pull both games out.
All right, Evan, hold on now. Okay.
Curry had to go for 46 and 49 for you to win those games. He probably would have had to go for 46 again if they were going to win that game last night, and he couldn't do it.
Can I give you a nugget that I said? You know, I blurt out stuff. Jukebox. I told you this nugget floored me, and you tried to convince me to tell you before the show. I'm going to give it to you now, and you tell me if I'm doing too much. Yesterday was their 16th game, but going into their 16th game through 15, what if I told you newly acquired Al Tito Horford had yet to go to the free throw line?
Now, where did you find that nugget?
Fitz. Evan, yesterday was his first trip to the free throw line. And it's not about him. It's about the makeup of this team. We don't have size. They were playing volleyball on us. Everything just putbacks. Evan, we're not Tupac. We're playing below the rim.
Who can play above the rim on this team?
Kuminga.
Yeah, he was out last night. You didn't have him last night. By the way, if your issue is taking care of the basketball, which it was again against Orlando, I'm sorry. I don't know if Kuminga is going to help you in that department.
Because he had been turning it over.
The reason why he was out of the starting lineup in the first place is because he had the most turnovers on the team.
Yeah.
He might have helped him last night. He might have hurt him last night.
They had a size advantage at every position.
Yes, they did. Their point guard's bigger than yours.
Wow.
Their forwards are bigger than yours. Their center is an actual center. By the way, the combination of Horford, Post, and if you want to put Draymond at the five, did you know that the Warriors have the worst field goal percentage at the center position in basketball?
And I love that. I did not know, and let me throw one. They are the Steph Curry in the league in points in the paint. They are 30th. Evan, those are body punches, man. You got to get something. You know, you can't just be a one-trick pony. And Moody didn't have it last night. He wasn't the only one, but, I mean, man, no, it doesn't shock me, but, man.
Well, he's a really streaky player. I mean, we talked about this. Like, if you look at his three-point percentage on Monday compared to Tuesday, compared to Wednesday, compared to Thursday, it goes up and down and up and down.
Yeah.
He makes 7 threes in a quarter, and then he can't hit the broadside of a barn last night. But I'm wondering at 888-957-9570, if a loss last night like that to the Magic is concerning to you. Because there was one thing that happened last night.
Whoa.
It was an interaction between Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield.
Whoa.
To me, the loss is one thing. The way you lost is another. And if I'm thinking about what concerned me most last night, it was the way that Jimmy went after his teammate, to be honest. And I know that he talked about it in the locker room. Yeah. I know he tried to double back. Yeah. But no. That, to me, was more concerning than anything that happened in the basketball game last night.
Evan, it broke my heart, and we said it simultaneously this morning. I could not believe that. And what happened to the Jimmy Buddy show after games through 15? Maybe I missed it. I hadn't seen one. So last year it was fun. But, Evan, Jimmy, you're a leader, man. And the Right on the Table brought to you by Atco, it wasn't the best pass. But you're going to tell a man in front of everybody that's the last time I'm passing you the ball? Wow.
888-957-9570. Warriors going down to Orlando last night. What was concerning about the loss for you? I'll tell you exactly why on the other side the Jimmy Buddy interaction was concerning to me. Also at 12 o'clock, we got Ted Wendt coming up. He works for The Athletic, senior NFL writer. Looking forward to talking some Niners with him. Some news coming out from Minnesota that concerns a Niners backup that I thought was interesting. We'll get into as we move on. But Dubs coming up ahead with Giddings in for Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. So come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Also, tune in for Warriors Live today. Back at it at 3:30 with Wilden and Dibs as they take on the Miami Heat. Presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. That segment was sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.